This is not my final Mass day. I have another one Sunday next week. So I'm leaving, and thank you very much for your goodness and kindness. Thank you. Please pray for me. That's the best way. Okay. In today's gospel, the disciples, James and John, were upset when the Samaritans did not welcome Jesus in their village. But instead of giving in to their anger, Jesus told them to just let go and journey to another village. Discipleship means following the Lord. It's about letting go and letting God. In the gospel, as they were proceeding on their journey, someone said to Jesus, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." And to another he said, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, let me go first and bury my father." But he answered him, "Let the dead bury their dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." And another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to my family at home." To him Jesus said, "No one who sets a hand to the plow and looks to what was left behind is fit for the kingdom of God." My sisters and brothers, we are called by God, but sometimes we refuse. We need to listen, listening and obeying. Obedience is an essential part of the Christian faith. Jesus himself was obedient unto death, even death on a cross. For me, following means obedience. In my own reflection, three things to obey God. First, obedience to follow. Jesus calls us to obey. In Jesus Christ, we find the perfect model of obedience. As his disciples, we follow Christ's example as well as his commands. And so, dear sisters and brothers, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. First point, obedience to follow. Just follow the Lord. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the light of the world." The second point, after obedience to follow, the second point, obedience to serve. Jesus said, "I came not to be served, but to serve." When we obey God, we show our trust and faith in him. And we can be sure that we know him if we obey his commandments. If someone claims, "I know God," but doesn't obey God's commandments, that person is a liar and is not living in the truth. But those who obey God's word truly show how completely they love him. That is how we know we are living in Him. Those who say they live in God should live their lives as Jesus did. The second point, obedience to serve. And the last point in today's gospel, obedience to love. Our motivation for obedience is love. Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." Only Jesus Christ is perfect. Therefore, only He could walk in sinless, perfect obedience. But as we allow the Holy Spirit to transform us from within, we grow in holiness. This is the process of sanctification, which can also be described as spiritual growth. The more we read God's Word, spend time with Jesus, and allow the Holy Spirit to change us from within, the more we grow in obedience and holiness as Christians. Obeying God in small matters is an essential step in receiving God's greatest blessings. Obedience always benefits others. When we obey God, we will never be disappointed. Perhaps you have hesitated to obey God. You fear the consequences of your decision. When you choose to obey the Lord, He will bless you because obedience always leads to blessing. May we learn to be obedient and humble ourselves to God so that we can remain faithful to His call for us to serve our sisters and brothers. For me, obedience leads us to humility. So 3 points. First, obedience to follow. Second, obedience to serve. And last, obedience to love.